This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Let's bring in Stan White, Rockstar Hit It Man.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, cream works, rim works, yeah, the big dog's got it.
Former Auburn quarterback Stan White on the roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, Stan White.
And Stan joins us throughout the football season at this time, courtesy of Craneworks. He's on the Michelob Ultra hotline. You're getting full pay, Stan. Don't worry. You've lived up to your expectations this year.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, man? You good?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And it's finally a little one of those 50-degree in 3-day change in Alabama. Huh?
Yeah, this is one of those days where I get to work and everybody's like, be careful, the icy roads. Oh, holy crap, we had icy roads? That's why I didn't know that at 5 a.m. when I was driving.
Well, it is a true statement, I think, that usually the coldest moment, and you deer hunters would know this, I'd never deer hunt, is right before the sunrise, right before dawn, right? That's usually the coldest time. We're actually on the roads before the sun is coming up, so we're not there the coldest moment. So it actually got colder after we drove to work today. Crazy. Do you hunt deer? Are you a deer hunter, Stan?
Oh, I used to. Growing up, and then when I was at Auburn, I did. I haven't in several years, but I used to go with my dad and my brothers, and so yeah. I mean, I'm. I used to go. My roommate was from Selma when I was at Auburn, so we used to go down there quite a bit and hunt. But I haven't in several years because I don't care to be out there in 30-degree weather in a stand. So. Yeah, it is. But this is a good time of year to do it. I mean, yesterday morning, what, it was 65 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
This morning, it's, what, 28?
Crazy, crazy. So Auburn makes a change in offensive coordinator. Kenny Dillingham goes to Florida State with his old buddy Mike Norvell, and in comes Chad Morris. There are a lot of facets we want to cover on this. But first of all, the first one is having a guy, even though it didn't go great at Arkansas, but a guy that's been a head coach as a coordinator. How different is that from the opposite, from having a coordinator that has never been a head coach? Are there major differences there, do you think?
Well, I was reading something. I think it's a good point. All of Gus Malzahn's offensive coordinators that he's had at Auburn, so to speak, have been younger, and I wouldn't say inexperienced, but just less experienced than being a head coach. You go back to Rhett Lashley and then Chip Lindsey, and then, of course, Kenny Dillingham. But this is a little bit of an outside the box hire for Gus Malzahn based off history, and I think it's a home run, guys. I mean, we know the struggles that happened when he was a head coach at Arkansas, but you can't deny what he did at Clemson. I mean, that was he really ramped that offense up, and they're still running, you know, the similar version of that today, and it starts back with Deshaun Watson and Taj Boyd and those guys, and the kind of numbers that Chad Morris put up. And then, of course, he had success at SMU and kind of got them off the map, and then, of course, Arkansas. But, yeah, I think because of the same philosophies, the similar philosophies, the trust factor in Gus Malzahn and him knowing each other for 20 years and having a path, I think it's really going to be a benefit for Gus and that offense.
Now, I want to get two things out there. First, there is at no point do you expect there to be an announcement before spring football that Chad Morris is going to be the play caller, right? I mean, Gus Malzahn went back to it this year. It was successful. You don't expect that to change at any point, right?
Well, that's going to be the interesting dilemma. I don't know anything about what role is going to be. Obviously, he's the offensive coordinator, but that's the thing that's going to be interesting. How involved, if he is, or is he going to be the entire play caller, or is it going to be kind of a committee between Gus and Chad Morris? So I don't know. But the one thing that's good is I think that you've got a proven, on a high level, very good offensive coordinator / play caller that has actually had experience being a head coach at a major college. And so I think it can only help. Now, who exactly calls plays on first down and 10 or second and 6, we don't know. But if their philosophies are so similar like we think, then I think it'll be basically two minds that think alike. And so I think that can do nothing but help with, you know, with Gus or with Chad or whomever's calling it.
Well, that was my next question. Philosophies are similar. They're friends, so they like each other. But when you watch Chad Morris's SMU teams or Arkansas teams and you watch Gus Malzahn, do they actually try to do exactly the same thing? Are they the same offense? Are they sort of the same mindset but different offenses?
I think it's very similar philosophies. And you really, if you go back and look at even at Clemson, you know, when Dabo turned it over to him, I think it was 2014, may have been his first year, maybe even earlier than that, actually. And I may be completely off, maybe 11 or 12. If you look at that, I think that's where you see a lot of the similar philosophies that Gus was running. Now, Gus is more of, back early, this has been 10 years ago, more of was a run-oriented slash play-action pass, and I think Chad may be a little bit more on the pass-heavy side. A lot of it depends on your personnel as well. But no doubt about it, if you look at it, there are very similar philosophies in the tempo, in the type of play calls you want to get into, the mismatches, the getting the ball in open space. And let's face it, guys, 90% of offenses do that now. I mean, they want to get the ball in open space, you know, to a talented receiver or a running back to where you can make a move in a one-on-one as opposed to just playing ground and pound and trying to run 3 or 4 yards every play.
Stan White is with us. He joins us each week during the season, courtesy of our friends at Craneworks. Just look for the big dog on the Red Mountain Expressway downtown. He's on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. I can't remember the coaching setup when you were the quarterback at Auburn. I know your position coach was Jimbo, right? And the coordinator was Tommy Bowden. Am I right about that?
Correct. Yeah, that was Pat Sullivan was my quarterback coach.
Okay.
He and Larry Blakeney shared the duties of offensive coordinator play caller for 2 or 3 years until Larry went to Troy, and then Coach Sullivan went to TCU. And then 1 year, Randy Campbell was my quarterback coach, and Tommy Bowden was the offensive coordinator. And then my senior year, though we went undefeated, was Jimbo Fisher was my quarterback coach. Tommy remained as the offensive coordinator. And then, you know, Terry Bowden was the head coach, which he, you know, Terry was very innovative, guys. I mean, I think I've told you all this before, but his practice philosophy and the way he went about his practice week is very similar to today. And that's been 25, 26 years ago. I mean, I watch Auburn's practice and other teams' practice, and that's the way Terry's philosophy he brought into Auburn back in 93. And I'll never forget that because with Coach Dye, you know, who came from Bear Bryant mold, where he was with him for 9, 10 years, and where you practiced for 3 or 4 hours until you got it right. Well, Terry was a up-pace. You did 5 and 8 minute periods, and even if it was a bad period, you got it on film, you taught it over film, and you went out and corrected it the next day in practice. And it was very efficient, and the time was very efficient. So that's something I never forgot about what Terry brought in, because we were used to practicing for 4 hours, and you just did it until you got it done. And he brought a different philosophy, and that's very similar to what they do today. Because of the 20-hour rule, you don't have a lot, you know, you can't go out there all day.
So let's work under the assumption that Chad Morris doesn't call plays and Kenny Dillingham wasn't. But my curiosity is, give me the 2 or 3 things that is the most important thing for an offensive coordinator who does not call plays to do. So I'm an offensive coordinator. I'm not calling plays on Saturday. What are the 2 or 3 most important things that I now have to do aside from calling plays?
Well, if you're not calling plays, it's
Lost Stan's phone there.
Oh, gosh, he was back. I'm sorry, Roxy.
Yeah, big drop-off there from Stan White, who joined us thanks to our friends at Craneworks. We'll grab Stan back on to answer that question and maybe one question about Auburn going to play Minnesota in the Outback Bowl to ring in New Year's Day. But if you missed it, Chad Morris is named the Auburn offensive coordinator. So set him up with
a question again. So start that from scratch, Stan, because we lost you right as you were going. So the offensive coordinator doesn't call plays. He does what on a week-to-week
sure.
basis?
Well, one thing you do is you coordinate the game plan along with your play caller. So it's not going to be a situation where it's just and get prepared, but then I'm not going to be involved in calling plays. You know, you still have a big involvement with the play calling, the coordination of the game plan. You know, you see guys on the sideline with play sheets and so forth, and you'll have maybe, let's say, 10 or 12 or 15 first down and 10 calls at certain points on the field. Then you have second and short, second and longs, third and fives, third and longs. Well, those are all put together during a week and during a season as it evolves with your offensive coordinator and your play caller. And if they're the same, that's fine. But then you have two people that are on the same page putting that together. So whomever is the play caller, the other one will be heavily involved. And I imagine over the headsets, they'll be like, they'll know each other's thoughts and philosophies before it even happens. And you've got a third down and two situation at midfield. You've already narrowed your play call down to four or five plays. And then you may give the quarterback an option to be able to check to something else. But yeah, I mean, it's especially when you have two people that think very similar to each other with the tempo, with the kind of philosophy you want, you've already got that play narrowed down to three or four plays on that situation.
All right, he is Stan White, the former Auburn quarterback, now analyst for the Auburn Sports Network. We'll catch up with him from down in Tampa before Auburn takes on Minnesota in the Outback Bowl. But Stan joins us each week throughout the college football season, courtesy of our friends at Craneworks.
Well, guys, with offices in Mobile and Birmingham and Nashville, if you never ever need any kind of big earth-moving equipment, you know who to call. It's Craneworks. They've been a pillar down on the south side for several years on Red Mountain Expressway. You can give them a call or go to craneworks.com. We appreciate them being the sponsor over this entire season. Appreciate their friendship and what they do.
Stan, thank you, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
My pleasure, guys. Take care now.
All right, you too. Stan White with us, courtesy of Craneworks. He appears on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, a superior light beer with low calories, carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra.